Hidden cause number 12, why you still have low thyroid symptoms, even though you may be taking thyroid medication and even though your lab numbers may look normal. Hidden cause number 12 is a deficiency of cofactors causing a downregulation of thyroid peroxidase, TPO. Thyroid peroxidase is what your thyroid gland uses in order to make T4 and T3. So if you don't have enough activity of TPO, then you eventually aren't going to make enough T4 and T3, and you're going to have low thyroid symptoms. Low thyroid symptoms include things like hair loss on the top of the head or the eyebrows or basically anywhere, depression, brain fog, constipation, high cholesterol, joint pain, feeling like you have to sleep excessively in order to function. Those are just a partial list of some of the things that happen when you don't make enough thyroid hormones. Now, TPO, this enzyme, is frequently a cause for low thyroid because it's attacked in a condition called Hashimoto's, but we're not talking about Hashimoto's today. We're talking about another situation. It's a little less common than Hashimoto's, frankly, because Hashimoto's is the most common cause of hypothyroid. This situation is when you don't have enough of the cofactors. So if you can imagine, like, TPO is like this, it's an enzyme, it's a chemical reaction. The cofactors are things that have to be present in the mix at the same time in order for TPO to work correctly and work fast enough and make enough T4 and T3. So what are those cofactors? Well, there's some mineral cofactors. They include zinc, copper, magnesium, and selenium. Vitamin cofactors mainly are niacin, riboflavin, and pyridoxine. Now, those are B vitamins. What I want to help you understand is what people would be at risk for having a deficiency in those cofactors. Well, let's start with the minerals. Anytime you have a deficiency in minerals, you first have to think about, hey, maybe we're not absorbing them or demineralizing our food, which means whatever doctor you're working with needs to be checking you for an H. pylori infection in your stomach and in your small intestine. I don't have time to go beyond that, except that's a bacterial infection that'll mess up your stomach acid and make it impossible for you to extract the minerals out of your food. Second thing you need to check for is malabsorption, because perhaps you're not absorbing them out of the food that you eat in your GI tract. Well, what is something that could cause a malabsorption syndrome affecting zinc and these other things? Number one thing is gluten sensitivity. I've got plenty of videos on that, so make sure they're checking you for that. Third thing you have to look at is if they have a problem with methyl donors. Methyl donors are these B vitamins, and people that take birth control pills, people that use antacids, people that have H. pylori infections, these are all people that can have methyl donor problems. That ultimately means there's not enough of them in the mix where TPO can do its job. Just another thing about hypoglycemics. Hypoglycemics are another group of people that really can't hold on to their B vitamins. Hypoglycemics are people that get shaky, lightheaded, and irritable in between meals. They're people that have a hard time staying asleep at night. They're people that really crash energy-wise between like 2 and 5 p.m. All of those things, okay, if you've got those types of symptoms or if you haven't been checked for those things, this could be a hidden reason why you still have low thyroid symptoms. And that is, hidden cause number 12 is a deficiency in cofactors leading to down-regulated activity of thyroid peroxidase. And primarily we're looking at malabsorption, hypoglycemics, and gluten sensitivity.